Good morning, everyone.
We've had a couple of notable passings in the music world this past week. One very local and regional. If you know, Marlene Fagan passed away on Wednesday of this week, and there'll be more details about a service for Marlene, and we wish Jerry and all of the family our condolences at this time. On a more national and international scale, last Friday, April the 5th, Phil Nimmons passed away. And if you know Phil Nimmons' name, he's a very famous Canadian composer, both in the jazz style and concert classical styles. We had the privilege, Paul and I, of studying with Phil at Western when we were there. He led the big band, the Jazz Ensemble, and was a very close associate of Peter Clements here. Peter had a large part to do with bringing jazz into the curriculum at Western, and we are certainly thankful to Peter for his efforts while we were in school and for putting us in contact with Phil and working with him. We also had the privilege of playing with Phil for Sunfest and at Aeolian Hall. One of the interesting tributes on the radio this past week was that Phil lived to be 100 years old. He would have turned 101 this coming June. So just an amazing life. But the commentator said that in all of the music world in Canada, everyone liked Phil, and he was just a great human being and a great educator, very warm and compassionate and sharing of his talent and gifts. So this morning, we're going to play three of Phil's compositions, and we're glad that Peter was able to come this morning and hear these live. For Prelude, a famous piece of Phil's called Sands of Time. During communion, we'll play a lullaby he wrote for his son called Night Night Smiley. And then at the postlude, a very appropriately titled Think Nice Thoughts. Our thoughts are with the Fagan family, but then our tribute to the great Phil Nimmons this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Please be seated for a moment. What a beautiful Sunday morning. I'm glad that the thunder early this morning didn't scare too many people off. So welcome to St. James on this beautiful day. I do have one announcement that I want to draw your attention to, an opportunity to come and listen to the fabulous St. James Choir, which is also singing with London Pro Musica, not this Monday, but next Monday on a service by, I'm going to get the name wrong. Somebody help me. Oliver Whitehead, who wrote A Mass for All Creatures. And so St. James is putting on this concert on Monday at about 7 o'clock. There's going to be vendors in the hall because Monday is Earth Day. And that's why we're doing the Mass for All Creatures. It's going to be great. So don't listen to my rambling about it. Come and actually listen to the concert and it will be much, much better. So that would be wonderful. Would the congregation please stand? Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
May his grace and peace be with you.
May he fill our hearts with joy.
And we say together, Almighty God, to you all hearts are open,
all desires are open, and from you no secrets are hidden. Let us cause our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthy magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord.
Let us pray. O God, your Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread. Open the eyes of our faith that we may see him in his redeeming work, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of Holy Scripture.
A reading from the book of Acts. Peter addressed the people, "You Israelites, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us as though by our own power or piety we had made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our ancestors has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and rejected in the presence of Pilate, though he had decided to release him. But you rejected the Holy and Righteous One and asked to have a murderer given to you, and you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses. And by faith in his name itself has made this man strong, whom you see and know, and the faith that is through Jesus has given him this perfect health in the presence of all of you. And now, friends, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. In this way, God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, that his Messiah would suffer. Repent, therefore, and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, let your face shine upon us, shine upon us, shine upon us. Lord, let your face shine upon us, shine. Listen to my song. Hear me when I call, O Lord, my God, be gracious. hear my prayer. Have called my name, set your seal upon my heart. Oh, you hear me. You hear me when I call. Joy, grant to me your peaceful rest to dwell in safety. In safety with my Lord.
Things. Let all the people God's praises now sing. All of creation in splendor shall ring. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you. This is the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus himself stood among the disciples and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified. They thought they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do your doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" And they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything that was written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Well, some of you might know that I've had quite a bit of a week. Let me go through a story. Last week was a wonderful week where I was able to do a number of home communions. I was able to visit people, and I've got a rule. I do one home communion a day, and that way, if I can see somebody, I can take as much or as little time as they need. And so some of the people that I visited, we took a good 3-4 hours together having conversation and having communion. Wonderful opportunity after Easter, but it meant some of the paperwork got a little bit behind, and that's okay. That happens from time to time. Friday evening, I had the great opportunity to go to a wine tasting with some other colleagues. Heather and I were together, and so we had a wonderful evening and came home about 20 minutes after we pulled in the driveway. And if you remember Friday, that wind was blowing pretty hard, and we heard a very loud crack and then a very loud thunk. And looking out the window, there was a pine tree in the front beside our driveway that, yes, is clearly on our property, had decided to give up the ghost, as they say. And a pine tree with a trunk about this big is now resting on top of Heather's car. My car is on the other side of it, so I couldn't get out. And both of us sort of look at each other on Friday night and go, "Well, okay." All that's to say, this sermon is going to be a little bit rambly, but the story doesn't end there. So after we woke up on Saturday morning, we phone our insurance adjuster. No, not our adjuster, our broker, who lives in the neighborhood, and picked up the phone immediately and said, "You guys don't phone me. What's going on?" And came over to the house to walk us through the next steps, which was incredibly kind and an act of an angel showing up and helping us. So my big thanks. If anybody needs a recommendation on an insurance broker, I'll recommend this guy till the cows come home. But all that's to say, my lovely Saturday morning and Saturday that I had planned was spent with 1 hour and 47 minutes on the phone with CAA, getting the runaround, and the tree is still on Heather's car because there is no insurance adjuster who works on the weekends. So it has to stay there until the adjuster can come and take a look. So... So things didn't go the way I planned. And I kind of feel that's exactly the way the disciples were feeling in our gospel reading today. Remember, we're 2 or 3 weeks out from Easter. We're getting into the regular routine. We're having our alleluias back in our service and beautiful music with the B3 being played. But the disciples, this was all still really new. They weren't quite sure what was going on. And then Jesus shows up to see them. And they're shocked, they're terrified, they're excited, they're confused. And I think the weirdest thing is what Jesus does. Jesus asks for some food. If I had just met somebody who was resurrected and came back from the dead, the first thing I'd want to talk about is not, "Can I have some leftovers, please?" It's more like, "Okay, what's the meaning of life? I've got some existential questions. Like, what's going on? Why did a tree fall and crush my car? I've got some questions that I'd like to ask somebody who came back from the other side." But what does Jesus do but the perfectly ordinary and mundane things? "Can I have some leftover fish?" Jesus' resurrection is a story that transforms everything that came before and everything that came after. And it's funny how these things happen in our life too. After my Friday, I can tell you every time I swept a twig off the driveway, I'm now thinking, was that a sign of things to come? For the disciples, they were thinking about the scriptures, the stories that they had heard from their faith. They were wondering what it was that they were called to do and what it was that they were going to be sent on to. How can we do this gospel thing, live this Jesus life in this new way? It's all new. It's all confusing. It's so unknown and so uncertain what lies before. But I really think Jesus' resurrection is like a lens. It's like a looking glass that we look through. And when we look through the resurrection, even now, 2,000 years later, we're forced to admit that the messages of Jesus, the resurrection of Jesus, God's work through the person of Jesus Christ, is one that is transforming and recognizes the value of every human life. Every act of creation, every beautiful thing, every crying child, is a sign of God's love among us, around us, and with us. And we see that through the resurrection. Now, when I finally got to speak to that insurance person from CAA an hour and 45 minutes later after being on hold, having heard that it was going to be 10 minutes and then 45 minutes and then 13 minutes, as they tell you how long it will be before the operator picks up, I could have been... Well, I was very cross, I'm not going to lie. I was frustrated and anxious. But through the light of the gospel, the person on the other end of that phone is a beloved child of God. We're able, through everything that happens to us, to see Christ's message, Christ's redeeming work, Christ's love in the world around us. And while it's not always clear or not always easy, and certainly life does not always go the way that we expect it to, beautiful things can still happen. Moments of true connection, true peace, and true help can come out of it. And so, while I might not have a great point this sermon because I didn't have all the time that I wanted to, what I can offer you is this. In the midst of everything, even when it doesn't quite feel like it, even when it doesn't seem like it, God is moving in the world around us. God is present, and God is wanting the best for us. That good things can come out of hard situations. And that the foundation of this world, the very core of which all creation is built on, isn't random chance, isn't survival of the fittest. Instead, it's love. And so when we encounter those things that throw us for a loop, let us always remember that the foundation of the world is love, and that we have countless opportunities to reflect God's love, peace, charity, and kindness to the world around us. Amen. I'd invite the congregation to please stand. Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to death. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Holy and righteous one, open the mind of your church to the fulfillment of your promise beyond our imagining. Give us faith to trust in your life-restoring power. Raise up faithful witnesses to proclaim the wonders of your love. Sing to the Lord a new song.
For he has done marvelous things.
Holy and righteous one, inspire us to defend the dignity of all life. May no one be regarded as being of less worth. Teach us to honor all people as your children. Sing to the Lord a new song. Holy and righteous one, be with all who teach. Sharpen our minds on the wonders of your creation. Nurture wisdom and train us to use the gifts you give. Sing to the Lord a new song.
For he has done marvelous things.
Holy and righteous one, we bring you before all who seek your healing grace. Pour upon them your consolation. Today we pray especially for Anna, Sylvia, Gavin, Mary, Diane, Trent, Kristen, Sandra D., Eunice, Robert, Catherine, Nathan, Linda, Jim, Mel, Marlene, Ashley, Ellen, Peter, Brian, Greg, and Don and Nancy. Sing to the Lord a new song.
For he has done marvelous things.
Strengthen the faint-hearted and give peace to the dying. Holy and righteous one, you hold before us a promise of great hope. Bring us to share in the life of your redeemed. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Congregation, please stand. Our Lord Jesus Christ, after his death and resurrection, appeared to his disciples and said to them, "My peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you. Let us share Christ's peace with one another. The peace of the Lord be always with you." Let us pray. Creator of all, you washed away our sins in water. You give us new birth by the Spirit and redeem us in the blood of Christ. As we celebrate the resurrection, renew your gift of life within us. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the risen Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. We give you thanks and praise for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. For he is the true Paschal Lamb who has taken away the sin of the world. By his death he destroyed death, and by his rising to life again, he has won for us eternal life. Therefore, joining our voices to the whole company of heaven, we sing our joyful hymn of praise to proclaim the glory of your name. Thanks to you, Lord our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to me the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command,
we proclaim his resurrection
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation, by whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Lord, we died with you on the cross.
Now we are raised to new life.
We were buried in your tomb.
Now we share in your resurrection.
Live in us that we may live in you. These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
Amen.
Let us pray. Author of life divine, in the breaking of bread, we know the risen Lord. Feed us always in these mysteries, that we may show your glory to all the world. We ask this in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand. Glory to God, whose power working in us. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Our service of worship comes to its close, but our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.
So as I said earlier, the postlude is again the third of the Phil Nimmons compositions that we're playing this morning in tribute to Phil and his fantastic life of 100 years. And this is Think Nice Thoughts. So we'll leave that title with you this morning.